Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet. Plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Live Thoroughbred racing is back at Del Mar for the Bing Crosby meet now through November 30th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Pamplemousse Grill, experience a grade one dining experience at the Pamplemousse Grill on your next visit to Del Mar. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring in my co-host John Lindo in just 1 minute. We are live from the Del Mar Press Box. We will have coverage today from Del Mar, Churchill Downs, Aqueduct, Gulfstream Park, as well as an extensive Breeders' Cup recap from last weekend. John Lindo, we're in our favorite spot. The weather's a little different. We've got jackets on, a space heater here in the office instead of the windows wide open like during the summer, but we are still at Del Mar.
A little foggy this morning. It's starting to lift right now. We should be just fine for racing today. We'll be fast and firm at Del Mar as always. And I think the Chamber of Commerce requires they turn on the sunshine there before first post.
It is week two here, John, and we'll be on a regular Friday through Sunday schedule now. First post will be at 12:30 every day, and that'll be for the next four weekends. So we're going to enjoy the time down here. Of course, we'll have the Turf Festival coming up later in the month. So a lot of good racing still to look forward to. But we saw the best in the world last weekend. So let's talk about that. And where better to start than the Breeders' Cup Classic, where Japan got on the board with a classic win with just an outstanding racehorse named Forever Young. This horse has done it all over the world, and he did it here last Saturday.
Right. He came in third last year in the 2024 Breeders' Cup. Sierra Leone won that race in 2024. Fierceness was second. The top three horses from 2024 were back.
Amazing, John? Those three stayed in form, made it a year, and they were the same top three, just kind of flip-flopped the order a little bit.
Right, and Forever Young got a well-deserved victory in the Breeders' Cup for his trainer, Yoshito Yahigi, who has now won three different Breeders' Cup races during the last few meets here at Del Mar. Unbelievable achievement. Like you say, a world traveler. And he carries his track with him wherever he goes. And I understand he will probably be racing again next year. That's fantastic. Some of the others, Sierra Leone has been retired. Same for Fierceness and for Mindframe. The also-rans in there. But, with Forever Young back, and we'll see if he goes to Keeneland for the Breeders' Cup next year. We've got the three-year-olds in the Baeza and Journalism were also-rans in this year's Breeders' Cup. But they'll be back, and we're still waiting for word on the horse that did not make the big dance. Sovereignty was scratched earlier in the week with a fever. No word yet as to whether he will race or go to stud next year.
Well, Forever Young, a world-class horse, a world-class trainer. I mean, that gentleman has done it all over, and he is obviously one of the best in the world. Ted Noffey, the two-year-old, he capped off an unbeaten season in the juvenile. He's going to be a unanimous selection and the early Derby favorite.
Yeah, a terrific season for Todd Pletcher, who kind of got off to a slow start last year. He picked it up the second half of the season, and 4-for-4 for Ted Noffey, and two Grade 1 wins. Obviously, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile will make him the champion. I would think he would probably be a unanimous selection in the Eclipse Awards.
Aidan O'Brien and Bob Baffert both passed Dwayne Lucas. They have 21 Breeders' Cup wins now. Let's not forget, when Lucas was doing this in his prime, there were a lot less Breeders' Cup races. It was a one-day event and seven races. So now we're running, 12 races over 2 days?
Right.
A little
14.
Different. 14 races over 2 days, but still a great accomplishment by two of the greatest trainers that have ever lived.
Well, Baffert won the Philly and Mare Sprint with Splendora. He came back and won a great version of the Del Mar Dirt Mile with Nisos. He beat his stablemate Citizen Bull. And as usual, Aidan O'Brien, a factor in the turf. He won with Gestad in the two-year-old juvenile turf. So they inched past Dwayne Lucas. Both have 21 wins. Lucas finished his career with 20. And when you think about Aidan O'Brien, who really doesn't do a lot of competing on the dirt, to win 21 Breeders' Cup races basically with turf horses, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and the Army comes out every year. It's impressive. And he didn't even get to run his two-year-old Precise.
Precise, yeah.
Precise, right, who was scratched. And we'll talk about that in just 1 second. Hector Berrios, a guy we've been touting for a couple years here in Southern California as a great turf rider, well, he got on the board with a Breeders' Cup win on the main track.
That's fantastic. So happy for Hector Berrios and his agent, Michael Burns. And like I say, he's got a reputation of being a fantastic grass rider. But he put Super Corridora on the lead in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. He
took very aggressive right out of the gate.
Took the fight to the others, and that was the difference. Because when Explorer tried to make a run at her turner for home, Berrios had a little filly left, and she took off again and won that. And that might make her the champion, even though she was coming out of a maiden race. It's kind of a mixed bag with the two-year-old fillies. We'll see where that goes. But I would have to think, based on that win, Super Cordero would probably be the favorite for the Eclipse Award.
Love Berrios, but he broke my heart in that race because I had a nice double catch. I thought Explorer was really kind of a cinch in the race, and no complaints with the trip. I thought when she angled out at the top of the lane, I thought the way Berrios had to use Super Corridor early might take a little something out of her. I thought Explorer would go by, but she could not. She was second best. John, as great as the event was, and it was, fourth time here in the last 9 years at Del Mar, they do a spectacular job. We saw 2 days of very safe racing, outstanding presentation. As you were in Vegas, you said it looked unbelievably good on the track. The two-day handle was up marginally. NBC viewership was up 18% from last year. So a lot of positives, but there are a few negatives that we need to discuss. And Mike did it on his show Sunday, and I know we've kind of talked about this, but the regulatory vet scratches are becoming a problem.
There were 10 regulatory vet scratches in 14 races. And to put that in context, last Thursday was opening day at Del Mar. There was one vet scratch. Last Sunday, after the two Breeders' Cup days, there were two vet scratches. And those were both 9-race cards. So 18 races, 3 regulatory vet scratches, 14 Breeders' Cup races, 10 regulatory vet scratches. They interviewed on the broadcast. They brought the CHRB chairman, Scott Chaney, on, and he said they're doing nothing different as far as protocols. And then they immediately said after that, well, we're bringing in vets from all around the world. Well, that's different. And if you have so many eyes looking on these horses, have just one person who may not have the same standard for soundness as another person decides, I'm not comfortable, there's not a thing these owners can do. We saw the Kentucky Derby winner, Mystic Dan, of regulatory vet scratch. Like you said, White Abario scratched on the track. The Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint took a real different turn when the favorites, Sweet Azteca, was scratched in the morning of, and so was Tamara, who's out of Beholder. So a lot of those races changed quite a bit, and if you're a fan paying premium prices to come out to watch your favorite horses run, and, you know, if it's a safety factor, that's fine. But the collateral damage being done by all of these scratches, I think, is having a factor in what's happening in these races.
John, the other thing, and I was sort of naive about this. Now, the Del Mar instituted early last summer that the CAWs would be closed out at the wind pools at the two-minute mark. We applauded that. They're still allowed to bet into the other pools. But that did not apply for the 2 days of Breeders' Cup. The CAWs were wide open and they could bet. I was kind of naive about the impact they would have because I thought the pools were just so big that they couldn't move the odds too much. Boy, John, that was an eye-opener. I was definitely wrong about that.
That was the explanation given by the Breeders' Cup group why they were going to allow the CAWs in all pools. Well, Friday, the first day of the Breeders' Cup, race number 2, they were just getting started, the Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance, there's a filly named Conducted. 7-2 in the gate, the gate's open, she goes wire to wire. I had bet on her, I look up at the price after the wire, and she's 8-5. I thought, well, what the heck is this? And on Saturday, Ethical Diamond, the former hurdler trained by Willie Mullins, loops the field. She was 45-1 in the gate. She hit the wire, she wins, and wins at 25-1. You've lost basically half your value. And I just think on a championship day, the Breeders' Cup has a responsibility to present racing in the most even and best way possible, and that includes for the wagering for the public, to not institute some kind of protection for the horse players against all these computer-assisted wagering. I just think it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. And the fact that so many people were talking about it after the Breeders' Cup instead of the great racing, that's a problem. So I'm hoping that they take the higher road moving forward, but we'll have to see. I mean, this was not a Del Mar call. Del Mar is back to the locking out the CAWs in the wind pools at 2 minutes to post on their meet, which is running right now. This was a Breeders' Cup call. But, you know, when you have all those protocols to protect the horses and everything else, why not protect the horse player at the same level?
The final thing for me, John, and I don't think it was talked about too much, I thought the racetrack here over those 2 days was really souped up, and it was speed favoring. Now, the first day of the meet on Thursday, I thought it was fine. Sunday, I thought it was fine. Yesterday, I think we did have an inside speed track as well. Now, I know these are good horses. These are fast horses. They're championship horses. But any horse that goes a mile in 44 and change, like Citizen Bowl did, and still only gets beat a nose at the wire, I think the track, and I don't understand why on the big days, Churchill Downs does it on Derby Day, Pimlico, why do we need a souped-up track? These horses are already fast, and we don't need to, you know, the times don't have to be outrageous. But I thought it compromised a lot of the late runners, John. If you were not within 2-3 lengths at the quarter pole, you had no chance to win on those days. Even Sierra Leone had to roll early and get into contention on the far turn. That's the only reason he got as close as he did.
Well, yeah, I'll give you this. First of all, good horses run fast.
Sure.
So, the track may have been a little bit speed favoring. I don't think it was as much as the fact that we had good horses that you were trying to catch. You saw horses like Splendora come from off the pace. Now, the other Baffert horse, Nisos, came from off the pace. You could win from off the pace, but like you said, Bob, by the quarter pole, turning for home, you better be in the race because you're not going to make up 6 lengths down the lane.
And we have been here at Del Mar forever, John. We know this is a track you can close ground on. Just because the stretch is a little shorter means nothing. This is a track where you can rally wide. We see it many, many days during the summer. So I guess the consistency is what I'm looking for. I just don't like speed bias on every kind of big day.
I agree.
Yeah.
Good horse, like I said, they're going to run fast anyways.
Sure they are.
Yeah.
All right, John, let's get into a little bit of handicapping now. You guys were up at the South Point last week, and we'll talk to John Hardoon about the seminar. I know you had a great experience up there like always, and they take such great care of our people that come in and our listeners. So we want to get a South Point phone number out. You did double duty on the Lindo Report today, full card at Del Mar. You did the late pick five at Churchill Downs. So let's get that South Point number up there. There's all kinds of great stuff going on between now and the holidays. And let's get a radio play from you, John.
Phone number at the South Point, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. Ask how you can get the Thoroughbred LA Horse Players rate. And for a radio play, I'm going to Del Mar. I'll go to race number one. And I like the comeback run of number one, My Perfect Wave, in a sprint last time. Got fanned extremely wild. Finished up okay and galloped out well. I think she's going to love two turns from the inside post. She'll save ground. And there is some pace to set her up in here. So 3-1 on the morning line. Number one, My Perfect Wave for me. That's the opener at Del Mar. And, Bob, you put out your sheet today, so let us know what your best plays are, and let's get a radio play from you.
Best plays are races 3, 7, and 9. They're all on the turf, good full fields, and I think the racing's been good here so far, John. I'm going to go to the 7th race. These are Calbred optional allowance optional claimers, fillies and mares, going 1 mile on the turf, and it's a filly that I've chased a number of times, and that's number 6, Quantum Energy. She's not easy to ride. She has a late-running style, so she's going to need some help up front, and she's going to need some racing luck. She's had a lot of close calls, has not won a race this year. I like the rider switch to Berrios, as we've talked about, best turf rider on the circuit, and I think that might be the thing that puts her over the top today. So 7th race, number 6, Quantum Energy, 7-2 on the morning line, trained by Jeff Mullins. John, you and I talked before the show. Mullins has 4 live bullets today. He could have a very good day of racing. So that's my radio play. 7th race, the 6, Quantum Energy, and my sheet is out today. Will be every weekend here at Del Mar. And, John, before we break, let's talk about some things Del Mar is offering, because there's a lot of free days to come in, and it's just a very fan-friendly meet.
Well, you and I have to put away our senior citizens card today and get out our fake student IDs.
No, are we really? Oh, my God.
Because it's college day here. So college, you bring your student ID, you get in free. We can bring back the senior cards on Friday. You get in free if you're a senior on Fridays here. And that includes discounted beer and hot dogs on Sundays here for the football. So there's a lot. And if you're an active military, you get in free every day of the meet. So a lot of things going on. And you got to remember the player-friendly wagers here, too.
Oh, don't forget Fridays, John. We've got, you know, glug, glug, wind down Fridays here for half.
I'm going to cross that off so my wife doesn't see that, okay, because I want to get her back in one piece. As far as the wagers go, Bob, the 50% early pick five, obviously the 14% takeout. A lot of the wagers that were instituted by Santa Anita are back that are player-friendly. The $3 late pick three with a 15% takeout. The $5 late daily double, also a 15% takeout. And remember here, the CAWs are locked out at 2 minutes to post on those win bets, so you're not going to see those big swings in odds. So Del Mar doing a lot of things right for the regular horse player.
Let's take our first time out. When we come back, Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com and Scott Shapiro, that'll be the next segment. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our newest additions to the 2026 breeding season, Tamarando and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike and John Lindo, we are live from the Del Mar Press Box. And John, before we bring in Bruce Finkelstein, let's talk about our cowbred of the week, who was a winner on Breeders' Cup weekend.
Right, last Friday, Ocean Bear won the $175,000 Golden State Juvenile. That was Halloween Day. Ocean Bear is by Bolt de Oro out of the square Eddie Mare Ocean's Dream. His owned and was bred by Richard Barton, trained by George Papa Padromo. picked up $99,750, so her career earnings now over $200,000. And this week has been the breeding stock sale back in Kentucky, and a cowbred mare named Streak of Luck is the dam of Ted Naffy. And she brought $6.2 million in full to Not This Time at the Vasek Tipton November sale earlier this week.
Not too bad, John. How about a word from Twin Spires as well? They have added alternate selections to their betting menu, and that's a huge plus.
Yes, if you're playing Southern California down here at Del Mar, the pick fours and pick fives, you can use the alternate selection through twinspires.com. If you're playing, Churchill Downs is running right now. They have a lot of special offers with, you know, enhanced value on some of their rolling bets out there. So check out the offers when you sign up for Twin Spires. See what they have. It's different every single week, and you'll find a track that you like to play and take advantage of those offers.
Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
Well, it's the calm after the storm, but you know what? This is a fun meet all the way through. It doesn't have to be Breeders' Cup action to still make a score. So we're looking forward to that. I know you are too, Bruce.
Yeah, for sure. Especially the Turf Festival gets very interesting. We get some shippers in here, high-quality racing. And, the conditions are phenomenal for this time of the year. So love playing Del Mar.
Some good news, Bruce, came out that journalism will stay in training in 2026. It looks like maybe pointing for the Met Mile as his first start of the year. So I'm very happy to see that. He had a great three-year-old campaign, and we'll see him on the track again next year.
Yeah, I mean, I think he showed maybe a little bit of signs of a really difficult campaign the last few starts of his career. And I love the fact that the connections are bringing him back and they're going to give him time. The Met Mile now was run on Belmont Day. Is that correct?
I think that's right.
Right. So he's going to get a bunch of months off. That's good. I think he'll come back bigger and better, and I think he needs the time off. He puts in an effort every time. But you can see, you know, when you kind of saw maybe a little bit of a trail off was when he won the Haskell Stakes by the skin of his teeth that day. I got a little bit worried when it was such a hard-fought win. He's still putting good efforts, but he wasn't quite as good as he was, say, for the Triple Crown once we got to the summer, I thought.
Yeah, I'm with you. I still, you know, he tried hard. I thought he was looming into a dangerous spot in the Classic, but he kind of lost his punch. I think he's a little better than that, but I agree. I think it was a really hard campaign. They danced every dance, and full credit to him, but I think this horse deserves some months off now, and I'm with you. He's going to come back a really good horse next year. Bruce, we wanted you to preview today's feature, which has been renamed. I guess now, John, we're calling it the Chosen Brawn, like they do with the race back. The very one.
Yes.
Bruce, what'd you think of the race, race eight today at Del Mar?
It's going to be hard to beat Manor Rose. He's had a carefully, you know, scheduled campaign. He's only making his third start of 2025. We talk about horses that are versatile. This horse truly is versatile. He's won 4 out of 9 on the turf, 5 out of 7 on the dirt. I think he's better on the dirt. When they put him on the dirt about a year ago, he just exploded. He won his comeback race at Los Alamitos about as impressively as you can get in mid-September. He's also versatile in one other respect. He used to be kind of a need-the-lead horse. He could sit a little now. He could sit second if necessary. He's probably just a little too much racehorse for these. If you're looking for value to throw in with him, I got one interesting saver in here, and it's a horse on the outside, Style Cap, the 7. Maybe he's not as versatile. This horse, I think, is better on the dirt after a couple of dull races on grass. I like his race in a Real Good Deal Stakes. In early August, he was running along a dead rail that day. Even though he only finished fourth, I thought he ran up against the bias. I think getting back on the dirt with an outside box, you could see him maybe springing to life at a good number. So 5 Manor Rose, price horse to throw in the 7 Style Cap.
Bruce, in addition to a good card today at Del Mar, there's 2 really good cards, one at Churchill Downs with multiple stakes races and the same at Aqueduct. So I know you've done the work around the country. Where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Yeah, some really good cards for sure, John. I'm going to go to Churchill Downs for the 5th race. This is an allowance on the grass for fillies. It's a now winner's three at a mile and a 16th. And I'll tell you a horse that's getting better, and really the light bulb went on, and that's the three, Reagan's Flame. It's come off a six-month layoff and ran and sprinted four consecutive times. And last time out, they stretched her out. She had run well around two turns before. I loved her win at Keeneland. She kind of checked a bit down inside, right off of heels, going down the back stretch. She settled nicely right behind horses, had to go in between horses in the lane, and then had a battle down the stretch. She won by three quarters, a very good-looking stretch run. If you're into gallop outs, watch this one. She just opened up on the gallop out. She really loved the added distance. She's got a little bit of natural speed in a race where there's not that much speed. She doesn't need the front, but I think she's going to be right there early. And off of that route win, I think you've got to go right back to her. Race five, I like the three, Reagan's Flame, listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
And Bruce, come on out to Del Mar for your second play.
Yeah, let's go to the third race. I really like the chances here at a price. We'll see if we get this number on the six, Harson. This horse won this identical race back in mid-August, making his Del Mar turf debut. He won by three quarters of a length. If you watch him in mid-stretch, he had to angle out. He kind of maybe lost.
Survived an inquiry too, Bruce. I remember it well.
Right?
You've got to give
him credit. That's tough to do at 5/8, to change course like that deep into the race. But once he got in the clear, I thought he was impressive. In his last race, I thought he ran well, and he was up against it. He was at a mile for 40,000 claimers. He pressed the pace three wide. He was a factor to the end of the second turn and then kind of just had to settle for third. This is what he wants to do, though. I love the class drop. Shortening in distance, ample speed to set it up for him. Maybe the connections keep our price up a little bit. He's 10-1 on the morning line. So in race three, the six, Harson.
And hot riding, Mirko DeMuro. He won three races on opening day, and a natural score there. So a trifecta for Mirko.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was good to you. He got you into that BCBC tournament.
Yes, he did. He got ribbons to hold on, and that made for a very nice weekend.
Yes, it did. So congratulations to you, by the way, in cashing a nice check in that tournament.
Yeah, thank you, John. Bruce, so you got two plays from you. Your second one will be Harson, race three, 10-1 on the morning line. And tell us what's available today at betonbruce.com.
Full card analysis at Del Mar, the last seven races at Churchill tacked on. We call that the combo platter with audio. Also, the best four plays at Del Mar, also with audio at Del Mar, all at betonbruce.com.
Thank you, Bruce. Have a great day. We'll talk next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
All right, let's bring in Scott Shapiro. He's been busy doing work for First Racing, DRF.com. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Some big news came out on talking about horse retirements. 24 Derby winner Mystic Dan, who did not get to run here in the Dirt Mile as a vet scratch, has been retired. Your thoughts on the Derby winner?
Yeah, you know, Mystic Dan, I was able to see his maiden breaker live back in 2023, won easy at a big price. And he was kind of the horse that not only put Kenny McPeak along with Torpedo Anna on the public national map, but also an underrated rider in Brian Hernandez Jr., who just fit this horse perfectly. And we got to see that in the Derby. And when I think of Mystic Dan, I'll think of an underwhelming talent-wise Derby winner, you know, kind of mid, if you will. But a horse that, you know, loved to save ground, was a consummate professional, and kind of gave Brian Hernandez Jr. what I think he long deserved, and that was a Derby win.
Beat a couple pretty good horses that day, too, that came back and have been major factors in the Breeders' Cup Classic. John Lindo, what do you have for Scott?
Well, Scott, I know you do the work at Churchill Downs on a regular basis. They've got a good one of two good feature races today, the Grade 3 River City, and that's on the grass at Churchill. I wanted you to preview that for the listeners.
Yeah, good race. River City closes out the card after the Dream Supreme, like you mentioned, 300K, mile and eighth on the turf there. Got a scratch of Epic Ride, who I think ran yesterday or Thursday. My days get mixed up these days. Takes a little bit of the speed out, but I still think the pace is going to be honest in here. And I think number six, Chasing the Crown, not only loves this course, but he comes in fresh. You got a lot of horses in here that have had pretty difficult years. You look right to his outside at Mercanti. You look at Laganos. These horses have had arduous campaigns. While Chasing the Crown just, you know, raced in January, came back, won at Kentucky Downs, but he's fresh and he's ready for this fall meet. He's 4-for-6 over the Churchill Downs turf course in his career with 2 seconds, and he should get an honest enough pace to seal the deal here. I like Chasing the Crown to earn his first victory at a mile and an eighth, but I don't think the mile and an eighth is really a hiccup. It's just his third time trying.
7-2 on the line. Scott Shapiro, how about a radio play? You looked at Aqueduct. You've looked at Del Mar maybe. Where would you like to go?
Well, I'm going to stick in Louisville if that's okay. I'm going to go to race nine beforehand. And I like the Iowa Breton here. This is a second level allowance, 6.5 furlongs over the main track. Not a ton of speed. I think number 4, Jack Time, if he's 9-2, he's getting a little disrespected in here. We've got a number of horses that have kind of struggled to win races for the most part at this level, maybe been a little underwhelming. And then you got the Iowa bred, who's been dominant in Iowa, performed well against Open Company there as well. Obviously a major class test to come to Churchill and take on Open Company here, but you get Luis Saez to be forward despite the cutback. So I like number 4, Jack Time, in race 9 at Churchill Downs.
9-2 on the line. You gave us a very live pick on the radio in the Breeders' Cup mile last week. 18-1, Formidable Man finished a
good second.
You know, guys, Michael McCarthy, besides journalism running a very respectable race, he had a couple bombs that ran second. Stark Contrast ran huge
gigantic
on Friday. Formidable Man ran big at a big price. So great pick, Schaper. We just need to get those 18-1s in front.
Yeah, he was caught wide the whole way. I was expecting him to tire, you know, and kind of finish off the board and still run a good race. And he just kept trying to the wire. That's a very honest horse. And obviously Michael McCarthy has done a very good job with him. Didn't think he was this good when I remember him earlier on in his career.
Have a great weekend, buddy. And we'll talk again next Saturday.
Sounds good. Good luck this weekend, guys. Congrats on the good run in the BCBC.
Thank you. Thanks, Schaper. That was Scott Shapiro. Let's go ahead and take our time out here when we come back. Jonathan Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, and we'll check in with Toby Callett. He's in South Florida. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
For 55 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition includes a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to today's Racing Digest customers. Looking for extra help? Log on to todaysracingdigest.com and get extra information each racing day from our stable of handicappers, including Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Southern California tracks and more. Fall racing means important Breeders' Cup preps at Santa Anita, Churchill Downs, Keeneland, and Aqueduct. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need to get you from the starting gate to the winner's circle. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious horse players since 1970.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com.
Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games, or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of sunsets and stars and a full lineup of the top runners in California. On Sunday, November 9th, it's the running of the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Super Derby with AQHA champion Lethal Cowboy 123 heading the field. Lethal Cowboy 123 is undefeated in his career at Los Alamitos and will now go after his third Grade 1 stakes win. The field will also feature All-American Derby winner FDD Dreams and Grade 1 Stakes winner Hot Temptation. Plus, don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The total pool was over $84,000 last Sunday. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard's Sports Bar. It's the Los Alamitos Super Derby, Sunday, November 9th, at the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
What's your name? Are you what? I don't know about that.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo from the Del Mar Press Box. And, John, where were we going to go here? We had something we needed to talk
about. How about the NTRA?
Yes, that's right, the NTRA. Sorry about that.
That's okay. If you're going to get qualified for that National Horse Players Championship, that's next March in Las Vegas. One way to do it today, online at horseplayers.com. There's a $210 online tournament today, but you have to be an NHC Tour member. You can do that at ntra.com. Sign up there. I think it costs you $50 for a year to be a member. Get qualified and get a chance to play for $1 million next March.
John Hardoon, good morning. How are you?
Good, Bob. How are you?
Doing great. We know you guys had a really good time out at the South Point, and I understand you're also quite the UFC man with running a nine-man parlay there on the UFC fights that night.
It wasn't for me. I was doing it for a friend, and I was in shock, to tell you the truth, but he hit them all, so good for him.
Hey, John, Flavian Pratt didn't take much time off. He flew home on the red eye Saturday night, and all he did was win seven at Aqueduct on Sunday, six in a row, I believe, and set a Naira record.
And he got beat in nose in the last race when he looked like he was going right by. And to top things off after that, he just came back yesterday and had another four-bagger. So he's totally dominating here. He's going to spend the winter, they say. I don't know if he'll be happy when it starts dipping down to below zero. But for the meantime, the weather is good. And by the way, the weathermen totally blew it today. They expected rain all day. It turned out to be a beautiful day. They're on the grass, and the track is running, and they're in the process of running the third race as we talk.
What a shocker. The weathermen blew it again. A good thing they don't have to do what we do. John Lindo.
Well, I got a really good card today at Aqueduct, and one of the features is the Mother Goose, and I think it's a good version of the Mother Goose this year. So why don't we do a preview of that race, John?
Okay, it's the ninth race today. It's a mile and eighth on the main track, and I like the number six horse in here, Fully Subscribed. Chad Brown sends out this three-year-old filly who has three career starts, and she's actually run well in all of them, including two races over the Aqueduct layout. She's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. I like number six, Fully Subscribed, to win this year's Mother Goose, the ninth race out at Aqueduct.
And you usually give us a couple selections. I know you've done Aqueduct, Churchill Downs, and Del Mar. Did you do Gulfstream Park as well today?
No Gulfstream.
No, oh, you're slacking off. Okay, just three tracks today. Well, let's get a first play from you. Where do you want to go for the first radio play?
Let's go to Churchill. Look at race number nine, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number eight horse in here, You Devil You, a three-year-old Ridgeling from the John Ortiz barn. Alex Concepcion aboard to ride, and he's been off to a terrific start there. This horse goes back on Lasix today. The previous race is with Lasix, all good enough to get the job done here. I like the outside draw. I like number 8, You Devil You, to win today's 9th race out of Churchill Downs.
Nice 8-1 on the morning line there for John Hardoon. And come out to Del Mar, John, for your second pick. And by the way, John gave us Splendora at 780 to win the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint. Of course, that price got devastated with the 2 scratches. I'm not sure anybody was beating her that day, John. Outstanding pick on Splendora.
Yeah, she ran really well for Baffert, and another winner for him. What could I tell you? By the way, guys, yesterday, don't you think that horse was a non-starter, in all honesty, Kilmer? I just don't get it, but... All the disturbing part was that it was a unanimous decision. All 3 stewards didn't see what the rest of the world saw. I just thought that was a little surprising. But
I couldn't tell. Well, John, just I couldn't tell. It looked like to me the horse got stirred up right before the start, and Berrios was on his way to jumping off as the gate opened. So I didn't think it was clear cut.
Bob, the starter was holding the horse's head. So I don't know. All right, it is what it is. Anyway, 9th race today at Del Mar. I like the number 2 horse in here, Left Hand Man. A 5-year-old gelding gets a barn switch today to Peter Miller. This horse goes back to the grass today where he's actually run very well in the past. Hector Berrios climbs aboard, 7-1 on the morning line. I like number 2, Left Hand Man, to win today's 9th and final.
And tell us again what's available at the website and where can we find everything today, John?
JONHARDOON.com. 3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, we have Churchill, and we have Del Mar selections.
Thank you, John. We'll talk again next Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right. That was John Hardoon. Let's get down to Florida, South Florida, and talk with Toby Callett. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. You got a good taste of ribbons. Last week.
I got ribbons. You were out here in the summer and got a bigger price, but boy, I needed that one like oxygen to hold that photo.
I was on the same team. That was the second time that I bet on her. She's now 2-for-2 with me. So, I didn't need it for the numbers that you did, but, it did make for good times for the
and I got to tell you, Toby, the way this year has kind of gone, I feel like the photos all balance out, but I felt like I was on the wrong end of a lot of them, and I could just see us getting worn down in the final 30 yards there, and I was leaning and hoping and saying some Hail Marys, but it was a very game way she held sway.
She is game. Obviously, yeah. She likes to be in front and see the rivals out of her right eye as opposed to pursuing them with her left eye. But there's something to be said for how gritty she is. Absolutely. And I'm thrilled for you. That's good stuff for a good guy.
Thank you. Thanks, Toby. And a guy who we saw get a taste here of 2 Breeders' Cup wins. I know you're very familiar with them. Bases out of South Florida, at least for a lot of the year. That's Jose D'Angelo. Boy, this guy can train a horse. He had them both ready, and they both dominated. She's So Spicy and Ben Tornado.
Yes, he's been so good even before he became prominent to most eyes on the outside and other venues that when guys like Irad Ortiz have come to town or during the summer months, a guy like Edgar Zayas will ride for him or Edwin Gonzalez. So when guys, that are winning riders take mounts, the horse that they're riding is obviously coming from a guy that they respect. This guy's good. He has a big barn. He's based at Palmettos, which, again, if you watch the races in Florida or the horses that ship out of here or ship in during the winter, more winners come out of, percentage-wise, at the very least, out of Palmettos or Payson Park, and it's no accident. It's the better surface, and they get a lot out of it.
Well, Toby, I know conditions look good today at Gulfstream Park so far, and obviously the fog is lifting here at Del Mar. We'll be fast and firm. Where do you want to go for a radio play today?
Well, you mentioned Gulfstream, so I won't let you down. I will tell you, if you're looking for grass, it was in the condition book. There'll be no grass racing here until at least opening day of the championship meet. That'll be Thanksgiving Day, the 27th of the month. It's going to be dirt and Tepeda these next 3 weeks. Take you to race seven. In race seven, I like the nine. His name is Hawk. Hawk blew out really, really well. There's a work available on the XBTV on 11-2. Blew out really well. Draws the open outside post back with state-bred maidens. He wins. Behind him, we're looking at the eight, Langvad, the three, Teddy Bear, and the five, Win and Win. That's 9, 8, 3, 5. That's no jive in today's seven.
All right, Toby, thank you very much. Let's get it home. Seventh race, we'll key around number 9, Hawk, and we will talk to you again next week. Oh, Toby's gone. Oh, but
we went to the window.
Bye, Toby. I guess they were going to post or something. Let's take our final timeout. When we come back, Michael Rona, he's the track announcer at Los Alamitos. That'll be the final segment on Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
I want to time it with you. We're jamming, jamming, and I hope you like jamming.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And John, if you can't get to Del Mar today, tell our listeners about some simulcast options.
Well, if you're in downtown San Diego, can't get over to Del Mar, you can go to the Paddock on 5th and the Gas Lamp. That's 868 5th Avenue, San Diego. Up in Orange County, you can go to the OC Tavern. That's in San Clemente at 2369 South El Camino Real Road. Obviously, your place, the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, they're already waiting to serve you. And Los Alamitos will be up and running, and they've got some good racing tonight.
All right, and speaking of Los Al, let's bring in their track announcer, Michael Rona. Good morning, Michael. Hello, Michael.
Yes, mate, I'm here.
All right, Michael, how are you doing today?
All right, thank you.
Hey, before we get into the racing tonight at Los Al, your home country, Australia, had its biggest race on Tuesday in Australia, the Melbourne Cup, and Half Yours was the winner. They call it the race that stops a nation, and Jamie Mellum, the second female rider to win the Melbourne Cup. I know, Michael, you were taking it all in Monday night here local time.
Yes, Jamie Carr, K-A-H, as we had known her for so long, has been one of the top jockeys in Australia for years. Australia is replete with talented female jockeys. They make up a big percentage of the riding ranks down under. And earlier this year, she married a fellow jockey, Ben Mellum. So we know her now as Jamie Mellum, and certainly a very historical performance and result for her. And Half Yours was the only Australian bred in the field of 24 in what has become a very globalized race, Australia's most famous, inaugurated in 1861, which makes it a few years older than the Kentucky Derby.
Very good, Michael. You've got a couple stakes races tonight. Tell us about them.
They bookend the pick six tonight, races 4 and 9, the fourth being the Town Policy at 400 yards for three-year-olds, and the ninth race, the final event at 350, is for three-year-old fillies, the Justin Old Love Stakes. The ninth race features Shaken Going On, who missed by just a half length in the Grade 1 Mildred Vessels Memorial in September against the older fillies and mares. In fact, the winner of that race is in tomorrow night's Grade 1 Super Derby. Shaken Going On, 3 for 3, in her other starts at Los Alamitos earlier this year, including winning the Grade 1 Oaks. So she looks a standout, probably a single in the ninth race tonight.
Michael, as far as the post times with the early early starts at Del Mar and the getting dark earlier now, what are post times tonight and tomorrow night?
John, we kick off at 5:45 tonight and tomorrow 5:05. And tomorrow night's card, as I just mentioned, features the Grade 1 Super Derby, a chance for a three-year-old to punch a ticket to December's Champion of Champions. Going to be a fantastic race tomorrow, including Lethal Cowboy 123, who won last year's 2 million futurity from the same post position, number 2. He is 6 for 6 at Los Al. Hot Temptation, the aforementioned winner of the Millie Vessels Memorial. FDD Greens, winner of the All-American Derby at Albuquerque instead of Rio Doso.
And let's get a radio play from you for tonight's card.
Going to circle back to the first of the two stakes races tonight, the Town Policy Race 4. The morning line favorite is number 8, Astronomical 123. Last start, second and a half length in a trial to the Super Derby. Number 6, Cowboy Bolt, is the horse I like at 6-1. He was fourth, a half length behind the 8 horse. I do not see how or why there should be such a discrepancy between them. 6-1 for number 6, Cowboy Bolt, looks good value to me for a horse who had an excellent, solid juvenile campaign qualifying to the 2 million futurity last December. More sporadically raced this year, but the last start was a good one, and he comes back 3 weeks later, a bit of recency for the first time in his three-year-old campaign. He's got a really good look at 6-1 in race 4.
Cowboy Bolt, let's get him home, Michael, and send us all home a winner tonight. We will talk to you again next Saturday.
Thanks, Bob, and special birthday wishes to a friend of long standing, Antoinette Lane, an avid listener, big supporter of mine, and wonderful person.
All right. Well, good for that, Michael, and we'll talk next week.
Hooray.
That was Michael Rona. Hey, John, we got a minute here before we're off the air. Quickly on the standings, Umberto Rispoli's got 5 wins. He's at the top over Hector Berrios and Antonio Frasu with 4 each. John Sadler, 4 wins. How about Steve Miotti, 3 for 5?
Yes.
And 2 wins yesterday. So some guys off to a hot start here.
And how about Thiago Pereira, who had that injury, a bad fall in July, got his first win on last Sunday. So good for Thiago, back in the winner's circle.
We're out of time. Thank you for listening. Great job by Christian, David, Trevor. Inside, stay tuned for Andy Harrison, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Mike Willman will be here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Cash some tickets today, and we will talk to you again next Saturday.